So today's daf is Yuma daf Lamed Gimel. I'm going to start on daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. It's really the last line of, I stopped a little bit earlier. The Gemara asks, V'chi be'achar, since we hold that Shechita of the Rove of two, the majority of two Simonim is considered a kosher Shechita, afilo psula midrabanan leika. So it's not even a psula midrabanan, it's not even a psula midrabanan. So lama li lemareik. So why does another kohen need to finish the shechita after the kohen gadol shechted the rove, the majority of the two simanim? So the Gemara says, if it's a kosher shechita, so the Gemara says, you're right, it's not really part of the shechita, but it's a mitzvah lamarek. It's a mitzvah to finish up the shechita after you cut rove simanim. Why? So the blood will go out from the neck of the animal, and you can collect all of the blood much easier by doing that. Abaye have Abaye misader maracha mishmei de Gemara. So Abaye would organize the avodos that were done, the avoda, the work of the Mishka that was done each and every day, based on his tradition. Aliba da Abishol, according to Abishol's opinion. So the Gemara says, what was that? So Maracha Gedola. So first you call Debes Le Maracha Shnei Shapatoras. So first you'd arrange the wood on top of the outer Mizbeach, where you'd bring the limbs and the fats of the korban. That comes before arranging the wood for the Ketores, for the inner Mizbeach. And then Maracha Shnei Shel Ketores Kol Demas the Cedar Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, and then arranging the Ketores, the wood for the Ketores, that precedes arranging the two big logs that were brought to increase the fire. Then, wait, hold on, I'm going to put someone on. I'll put everyone on mute. Unmute yourself when. What to say? Okay. Then the cedar shnei gzirei eitzim kodem ledishon, and arranging the two big logs was before the removing the ashes and from the inner mizbeach, ledishon mizbeach apnimi kodem latavash chamei shneiros, and doing the trumas, then the removing the oil and the wicks and the ashes come before the fixing of the five neiros, of the seven neiros of the menorah. And you would fix the neiros before the avodas that are done with the dam hatamid, meaning the shechita, the zrika sadam, etc. And v'dam hatamid kol hadavish neiros. And then after you do the korban tamid, then you do the last two candles, fixing them. V'tavash neiros kodem lektoras. And then after you fix the two neiros, that precedes the ketoras, to offer the incense on the inner mizbeach, and then ketores kodem evarim. You do the ketores before you burn the limbs on the outer mizbeach, ve'evarim lemincha, and the evarim would precede the mincha. That's the asiras ha'efa, the flower offering that's brought with the korban tamid. And then after that, that comes before the chavitim. That's the mincha of the kohen gadol that he bring every day. The chavitim precede the nisuch hayayin that comes with the tamid. So first it's the animal, then it's the flour offering, then it's the flour offering of the kohen gadol, and then it's the wine libation with the tamid. And then when it's a musaf, then the musaf comes after it. Musafim live bazichin. And the musaf comes before burning the frankincense, bringing that they put on Shabbos with the lechem apadim, ubazichin the tamid shel ben arba'im, and the levona, the frankincense, precedes the kavod tamid shel ben arba'im, and shenemar v'hikir lech chal be'hashlim oleh hashlim kol hakorbanos kulad. And the last thing you do is the korban tamid shel bein harbayim, because it says, and they will burn on it oleha chel ve'hashlamim And it says for the word hashlama. So that is, aleha means on it, on the korban tamar shel bein harbayim. You should hashlem, you should finish all of the korbanos. So therefore, that is the last of the korbanos. Amar mar. So now, the Gemara is going to bring a bunch of sources for Baya's opinion. How do you know that the arranging the wood for the outer mizbeach precedes the arranging the wood for the inner mizbeach? The Tanya, he ho la mokda al mizbeach kol halayla maracha gedola beishem mizbeach tukad bo maracha shnei shel ketores. The first pasuk in Parshat Tzav, Perek Vav, pasuk Beis, that mokda refers to the maracha gedola, and then when it says the eishem mizbeach tukad bo, that refers to the ketores, so the arranging the wood in the outer mizbeach precedes arranging the wood in the inner mizbeach. Ve'epoch adam. Maybe I'll say the opposite. And maybe the order of the pasuk is not like the order of the avoda. Mistaber maracha gedola difa shekin kaparasa meruba. Makes sense that you'd arrange the wood from the first, from the outer mizbeach, because that achieves more kapara. Because basically you bring all the korbanos except for the ketores in the outer mizbeach. Adrava maracha shnia difa shekin mechnis mimena lifnim. Maybe the second arrangement of wood is more chashiv, more important, because you're bringing coals inside the heichal for the ketores. That's inside the heichal. That's more holy. Filhachi kabarasa meruba adif. So we say no. If you're valuing which is more important, which is still more chashiv, it's the fact that one achieves more kapara as opposed to the location. If you want, I'll say like this. It makes sense to have the maracha gedola, the wood for the outer mitzvah, because if you don't find wood for the second one, wouldn't you bring in coals from the fire of the outer mitzvah and bring it inside the ketores? That's because that you can bring that, the coals, into the heichal, and therefore you do that first. Abai also said, Maracha Shnia Shaktos Kodemus of the Sira Shnik Zira Eitzim. So the Maracha Shnia, the arranging the wood for the Ktoras, that precedes the arrangement of the two logs that you add onto the Mizbeach Achitza, the Adam Mizbeach. Manola wants the source. Dixiv, because the Pasuk says, Ubir Alea Kohen Eitzim Baboker Baboker. The teacher, the Kohen, adds two logs on the big arrangement, and eitzim is plural, so it means you have two. And then it says, sorry, aleha means only on it, below al chaverta, not on the wood from the inner mizbeach. Miklal, the isa la chaverta. So we can deduce from this that you arrange the logs of wood that the time when you're arranging the logs of wood, there already is wood in the second maracha. So that's the idea that because it says ubir aleha hakohen aleha.
Oh, on the outer mizbeach. So aleha means that. When you put the two logs down, there's already a pyre, there's already wood that's there on the outer mizbeach.
Right, but he says that the Abaye said the maracha gedola is before the maracha shnia, and the maracha shnia is before the shnei gezirei etzim. So it's true that aleha means that you're only adding on the two logs to the maracha gedola, to the outer mizbeach, but you don't add it to the fire that's already existing on the inner mizbeach. So that indicates that there already is a fire on the inner mizbeach. V'hai aleha mi boile legufa. Gemara asks, but don't you need the word aleha for itself to tell you that you need to put the wood swiftly on the pyre and not on the side or by itself? So can you learn, how can you learn from this pasuk that the second the arrangement of the maracha shnia, the arrangement of the wood in the inner mizbeach precedes putting the two logs on? My answer is tre aleh ksifeh. It says the word aleh twice. It says ubir aleh according to Eitzim Boker Boker, and then it says Barach Aleha Ha'ola. So one is to teach you that halacha, that put the wood on top of the other wood. And the second teaches you that the Maracha Shnia precedes the arrangement of these two logs. Abai also said, Sidur Shnei Gzira Eitzim Kodem L'dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi, that arranging the two logs of wood precedes that cleaning out the inner Mizbeach. Afgav D'Hacha Ksi V'Boker V'Boker V'Hacha V'Boker V'Boker. It says V'Boker V'Boker both by Shnei Gzira Eitzim, by arranging the wood, and by cleaning out the inner Mizbeach. Afilu Hachi Machshir Adif. Nevertheless, that fixing something is better. So that's why you should. That's why arranging the wood, that because you are. So, right. So you should arrange the wood because that is right. Because from the outer wood. He said machshir is better. So we're asked machshir mainihu. What's this machshir you're mentioning? Shnei gzira eitzim, the two logs. V'amar shnei gzira eitzim. The marach gedola azli. But he said it goes for the marach gedola, and for the ktores, you're taking coals from the second maracha, from the inner maracha. So you're not being machshir the ktores. So what does it mean machshir is adif? So marvirmiya. Shum Eitzim. So he says that even though the two logs were not used for the Ktores, nevertheless, we find that that the Eitzim are Machshir the Ktores, meaning the Maracha Shnia. So the concept of arranging the wood, it precedes cleaning out the Mizbeach, because the concept of arranging wood, that prepares for an avoda as opposed to cleaning up from an avoda. So preparing for an avoda precedes cleaning up from an avoda. Ravina Amar, Hoel v'hischa b'maracha gomer, says that since you already started, there's another reason why it's before cleaning out the ashes of the inner mizbeach, because since you already started arranging the wood, you finished that job. And therefore, you arrange the two logs before you clean out the inner mizbeach. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi is another answer. Ilo mashkleis maracha shniya milo ma'ayam maracha gedola. It says that if you don't find wood for the inner mizbeach, aren't you going to bring in coals from the outer mizbeach? So therefore, the two logs are in a sense of preparation for the ketores. Ravashi also says v'dishim mizbeach pinim kol matavas kol mishneiros. Cleaning the inner mizbeach precedes the five lights. My time, what's the reason? Amar Abai says Gamar Gamirna. I received the tradition, that's the order, Svar Lo Yodana, but the rationale I don't know. Rava Mark Resh Lakish, and Rava said, like, oh, it's like what Resh Lakish says. Amar Resh Lakish, Ein Mavir Al Mitzvos. We don't push off mitzvos, but you have to fulfill the mitzvah that comes to you right away. V'chi Aya LaHeichal, once you enter into the Heichal, the first thing that you hit is the Mizbeach. The Tanya, Shulchan Batzafon. The Shulchan is on the northern part of the Heichal. Mashuch min hakos l'shtei amos. It is about 2 amos distance from the northern wall. Shtei amos emechta, 2.5. The menorah badara, mashuch min hakos l'shtei amos emechta. The menorah is 2.5 amos from the south wall. Mizbeach mamutza v'omir be'emsa. Mashuch klape chutz kima. And the inner mizbeach is sort of in the middle between the shulchan and menorah, and it stands in the middle of the heichal, and it's distant from them, sort of towards the entrance of the heichal a little bit. So in other words, the mizbeach is closest to the entrance of the heichal, so therefore you reach there first, and that's why you clean out the inner mizbeach before you fix the neiros of the menorah. V'nukmei lahadaihu. So why don't we place the Mizbeach opposite the menorah and the Shulchan? Why is it a little bit closer to the entrance? So, since the Torah says that the menorah should be opposite the Shulchan, they have to sort of be looking at each other, and therefore the Mizbeach has to be a little bit out. Amar Rava says, Shmamina Midrash Lakish. So it's proven from the opinion of Reish Lakish that Eim Aver Al Mitzvos, the Aburi Dura at Totefta. So what does that mean? So, Usser. That to put the Tefillin Shel Rosh before Tefillin Shel Yad is forbidden because you first encounter your arm before your head. Hecha Avid. Right, so what should you do? So, midra little tefta. You should first put the tefillin shel yad before the shel rosh. Okay, back to the avoda. Batavos chavesh neiros kodem ledama tavid, and the five neiros are before the korban tavid. Ledama tavid kodem lahatavos shnei neiros. So you do the shchit and the zrikas adam of the korban tavid in between, sandwich, it's sandwiched by the fixing the two the candles, five and then two. My time, what's the reason for this order? Amar Abaye says, Ahuba Boker Baboker, de Shnei Gzira Eitzim, de Lo Tzricha. The Pasuk says, Baboker Baboker, by the two logs of wood that you add to the fire, that we don't need these two words, they're extra. Because without this, you know that you're supposed to do the wood before the cleaning out the inner Mizbeah, because the wood prepares for the Ketores. Shadina lahacha, so take it for here. And Chad, one of the babokers, shadje latavas chamesh neiros for five neiros, delik demei the damatami, that should precede the damatami. But Chad, one of the babokers, shadje latavatami, the damatami delik demei latavas shte neiros, that should be that should precede the two neiros. And the Gemara is explaining why this is so. So why all of a sudden you're saying that one baboker means five neiros, and one baboker means the Dhamma Tamid. So, the Chad Shadi Latavish Chamesh Neiros, the Likdame Dhamma Tamid, the Hachat Lasa. The reason why we're taking one baboker for the five neiros, and that should precede the Dhamma Tamid, because here, By the fixing of the five neiros, it says three times baboker, two times regarding itself, baboker baboker, bativos neiros yakti reda, and once baboker by the shnei gizirei, by the two logs, but bahacha by the davatavir, it just says tre, it only says twice baboker, to the esakeves echad tase baboker, and then has another baboker, which is by the shnei gizirei etzim, so. So in other words, it says baboker an extra time by the lighting of or by the fixing of cleaning of the five neiros, so that should precede the dama tamid, and then v'chad shtadi the dama tamid dinikmi the havashtei neiros, and the dama tamid precedes the last two candles, avgav the hacha trei v'hacha trei, even though it says by the two candles, it says baboker twice, and by the Dhamma Tamid also says Boker twice in the Torah. So he says Mechaper Adif, because the Korban Tamid is an Ola, and that serves as a Kapara, and therefore that precedes the cleaning of the final two Neiros, because that doesn't come as a Kapara. So Amar...
How did they know to divide 5 and 2, 4 and 3, or...
Right, or so did we see that?
Was it just Talakh Moshe
Mesinai? I think so. Did we come across that as to why? I thought we had. Oh, so we're going to. Yeah, the Gemara is going to. Sorry. The Gemara is going to ask that later on in the summary. Okay, we'll get there. Amalei Rav Papa Labai. Rav Papa is going to say to Abai, good question. Why don't we say that? Ve'ema chad shadi ledishin mizbech apnimi, the niktami ledama tamid. The hacha tlasa v'hacha trei, v'chad shadya dama tamid the nikdam latava shnei neiros davka the hacha trei v'hacha trei mechaper adif. Why don't we say like this? That one of the babokers goes to cleaning the inner mizbeach. That should precede the dama tamid because now you'll have three babokers, right? Because it'll say two times by the cleaning of the inner mizbeach. It says baboker, and one time from the... Notice we have two extra babokers by the Shnei Gzira Eitz, and we're trying to put it somewhere. So why don't we put one of them by the cleaning of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and so say that's three. The Dhamma Tamid has two, so it's three versus two. And now you have one extra Baboker from the two Gzira Eitzim. Put that with the Dhamma Tamid. And then you have two for the Dhamma Tamid, and then you have two for the Hatavas, fixing the five Neros. And then even though it's Trey and Trey, Mechap Radif. And then so then say the Dhamma Tamid should precede the five Neros because Kapara is better. So Gemara says, no. Im Kain Apsuki B'mai Maf Sekat Le. So he said, if that's the case, then why are you going to stop between the five and the two? In other words, it's weird. Apparently, the five and the two are separate jobs. So it doesn't make sense. We'll do the Tama Tamid, and then five candles, and then two candles. Like, just be seven candles. So the fact that there's five and there's two, there's obviously something that we're stopping. So Anicha L'Reish Lakish. So and if you want to say that you don't need to stop between the five and the two, so that's good according to Reish Lakish. Damar lama meitivin v'chozi meitivin kidei lahargish kol zarakula shaker. So according to Reish Lakish, he says, why do we only fix some of the candles and then others? It's just to make a lot of noise in the Azara by the a lot of footsteps, and you know, it gets people excited about it. And it's more than that. It's a kavod to the king that everyone, the pasuk says in Tehillim, the base Elokim nahalech baragesh. In the house of God, we should go with a lot of feeling and excitement. So that's why we split up this job. So, Shapir, this is good. It's a good answer to say why we don't, why we do the five and the two separately. Because that if we do the Dam HaTamid, right, if we shech the Karban Tamid, and then we do five, and then we do all the Tavas Neros, there's not as much noise. You want to create more noise, more excitement. So that's why we split it up. Rabbi Yochanan Damar, Baboker Boker, Chalkehu, Lishnei Bekarim, Michael Amemar. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the reason why we split the Tavas and Eros is because the Pasuk says, Baboker Baboker means split into two times in the morning, and the split between the five and the two. So how can you say that we should do the Dhamma Tamim before the five Neros? There's no avoda. According to Reish Lakish, if you want to say that we don't need to stop between the Tavas and Neros with another avoda, so that's good according to Reish Lakish, who says, why do we light some or fix some and then fix the other in order to make a lot of noise? And now, according to him, it makes sense that we don't need to interrupt the Dam HaTamid between the five and the two, but after the five, the Kohanim. In other words, what's our question? The question is, why don't we do the Korban Tamid and then do five and then do two? So according to Reish Lakish, that's good, because really, why don't you do that, right? You can do five. You can do the Korban Tamid, then a group of Kohanim do the five, and then they'll leave, and then another two will go in, and that's fine. You have a lot of noise. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that you actually have to split up. There's a halacha, Baboker Baboker means that the Tavas and Neros have to be split up between an avoda. So then it's impossible to do the Dhamma Tamid because you have to split up the five and the two. If it's only because to make noise, like Reish Lakish, so then you could do the Dhamma Tamid, have one, you know, some Kohanim do the five, and then another of Kohanim do the two, and they make a lot of noise. That's good. But the way Rabbi Yochanan understands the Pasuk is you actually have to have an avoda between the five and the two, so that it's not, you can't do the Korban Tamid first, because you don't have something in between. So therefore, you can't have a proper solution. So Amar Leah Rabin Lara Balash, you have a book of book, or eight to me yater. So Rabbi said to Ravashi, this Baboker Boker, the two logs that we're giving one to, you know, we have this extra Baboker, we use one for the Dhamma Tamid, one for the Tavas Chamesh Neros. Is it extra? Teach you to use it for something else? You need it for itself. The Ka'amar Rachmanah, because the Pasuk says, Nikdamu Lamaracha Shnia Shalkatoris. It's telling you that Torah says that it should precede the second, pyre of the Ketores. So Amar Le, Amarle, v'lav mukimna aleha v'lo chaverta, mikla de isa lechaverta. Wait a second, but the answer is Ravashta Tavaya to Ravina. No, but we already established that that's not the case. That we have another pasuk which indicates that you actually put the pyre of the inner mizbeach that precedes the shnei gezirei etzim, and therefore you can't use baboker boker for that, and therefore you have to use it for something else. And so it's so one is for the shnei, one is to tell you that the damat for the damatamin, and one is for the hatavas chamesh neiros. Now the Gemara is going to ask, I think, Judah's question. Maishna David Hatavas Chamesh Neros Beresha, Navid Hatavas Shteiner. Oh no, we're not yet. We'll get to it soon. Navid Hatavas Shteineros Beresha. Why don't we do two? Like, why is it five then two? Want to do two and then five? So Kevan Ba'aska Bahu Avid Ruba. So since you have to start, so then you should start for the majority. The Navid Shis wants to do six and then one. I guess because the Torah mentions in two different places Beitivos and Eros. So it seems to be there are two different times where you have to fix the neros. Why don't we do six and one? So makra beitivos neros yakirena beineros tchusos mishdayim, and the neros is not less than two. So it means in every atava you need at least two. Okay. So therefore it's and therefore you, then when you do one of them, I guess what we're saying is do the majority. I guess you do all five, then you do two. The vatavos shtei neros kodesh miktores. So makra beitivos neros v'had yakirena, because the pasuk says that the Hatava Shtei Neros precedes the Ktoros, because then it says that Hatavas and Neros, then Yakti Rena. Okay, Ktoros Levarim, the Ktoros precedes Levarim, the Tanya, because we're in the Brisa, Yukdam Davar Shinemar Mor Baboker, Baboker, the Davar Shinbo El Boker Bilvad. So it says Baboker, Baboker by the Ktoros, and only says one Boker by burning the limbs of the Tamid. And so therefore, the Ktoros precedes the limbs. A barm the mincha, and a barm precedes the mincha of the tamid. That's the time in Anshalu Yehi Davar Kodem the Kodem the Tamid Shal Shachar. How do you know there's nothing that precedes the Tamid Shal Shachar? Talmud Lomar the Arach Aleha Ha'ola and Vamarava Ha'ola He Ola Rishona. So we're saying the Hey Hayedia. It says, the pasuk says, Ubir Alea Kolkom Eitzim Boker Boker Varach La Ola, and Rava explains that Ha'ola doesn't say Ola, that means that is the first Ola on the Mizbeach, and we don't bring anything before the Ola, and therefore the Mincha has to be brought after the Korban Ola. Okay, everyone have a great day, have a great